Blog Talk Radio.
This is Relaxing Quiet Show. You are listening to Relaxing Quiet Show. It's on the air. You are listening to Relaxing Quiet Show. Relaxing Quiet Show is on the air. You are listening to Relaxing Quiet Show. Relaxing Quiet Show is on the air. You are listening to Relaxing Quiet Show. Relaxing Quiet Show is on the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been a little while since I haven't been do that in the air for the take a little time. It's a very, very, very good place for a lot of people out of control, and there's like people getting crazy all over the world. And so that's one thing. A lot of people who don't like the chill for mentally or whatever will cause that. So they have a problem with that and they will do whatever it is. So you are listening to Relaxing Quiet Show. Relaxing Quiet Show is on the air. And this is Relaxing Quiet Show. Relaxing Quiet Show is on the air. And today I have some, going to talk again about reading and Bible and other stuff. I'm gonna make some comments. So I think that's what's going on. And I have to find out everything. So I'm gonna play that little music that I always plays for a while. Since after I moved here, that's some music, but the world, I'm gonna get some English music also. So let's listen to this. If you like to this. Say the truth cannot be hide. It cannot be hide. It will be revealed whether you like it or not. That's when you hide the truth. You hide the truth, that means you're lying. So you hide the truth to lie. So anyway, the truth will come out because lie is not strong. You know, the thing is that forever. That's why they say lie is not forever. Lie is a period of time. Of whatever fear you cause or whatever cause it, it's a lie. But the truth is something for someone, because some people tell the truth, but people lie. People would like to skip, get away for whatever, or not. That's all those people know, people lie. So, for to deceive others, those are reasons people lie. But true, people tell the truth, that's what you know that means. So that's all these things. You are listening to Relaxing Quiet Show. Relaxing Quiet Show is on the air. You are listening to Relaxing Quiet Show. Relaxing Quiet Show is on the air. You are listening to Relaxing Quiet Show. Relaxing Quiet Show is on the air. You are listening to the Relaxing Quiet Show. Relaxing Quiet Show is on the air. You are listening to Relaxing Quiet Show. Relaxing Quiet Show is on the air. Now we have some, we're going to have to go to the Bible. First, we're going to talk about the Bible. We're going to talk about what's going on first. Any religions, what I'm studying about religions now, any religions that forcing you to believe the way they believe, if you're not, they hate you, they will kill you, they threaten you. If they tell you, if a relation tell you about the Bible, convert about that, you're not, at the end of the day, I don't have a judgment day for forgiveness. If you're not, you're still doing wrong and evil, you do corruption, stealing, doing wrong to other humans, you know, disobey God, magic voodoos, worship idolism. There's a day that will judge you and condemn you for that, send you to hell. Okay, that's not wrong. Okay? But if the religions, whatever they invite you, the person, that's the way they are, that's what they believe, they want you to be like that. And when you don't want to be, or you don't go become a religion or member, whatever, they hate you for that, the person hates you, so you become the enemy, whatsoever it is, and they want to kill you, they discriminate you, destroy your staff, whatever, stealing you, and threaten you, that not from God. It doesn't matter if they say God, doesn't matter if it's Christians, Jesus Christ, or use the Bible, or whether the person you married, where they have kids, whatever, and it's a use for a country, for a culture, that's from satanic demonic. Okay? It's not a good religion. That's what, it doesn't matter if they use the Bible, because a lot of all wrong religion now use the Bible. All bad religion use the Bible, using God's name. Okay? So this is the thing people to be aware of. Like, if a Muslim use the Bible, but they're killing. You like Christian doing wrong things and you wish God such a witch. Now, people don't say such a witch, but they say they are Christians. They'll go by a church. Masonic, you don't hear Masonic now. They are church Christians also. And all this religion, whenever they invite you, and they were there, they want you to be there. Those are the weakest religions. Because any religion that torturing you, that have a problem, why is it this culture, based on culture, whatever, those are satanic. God, religion, God of Israel, Jesus of Nazareth, Christians. Remember, the name of Christians started in Europe. And the way they started in Europe is not because it was Europeans who come up with it. It's because our Apollos Paul and Barnabas and Silas come from Israel, Jerusalem, Israel. They went, the Jews, I mean the Hebrews, they went to Europe to spread the good news. Since Rome was occupied Israel, so there was a lot of Rome there, there was a lot of people from Europe, from Israel to Europe was like, you know, because it was their territory. It was like traveling back and forth, there was a lot of Greek also. So when I heard the big word, the news about Jesus Christ, remember one prosperity, Jesus for a prosperity, everything. That's going to Caesar. That's been all over Europe. So when Apollos Paul gets to Europe in Silas and Barnabas, then remember, there's Barabbas, there's Barnabas. Barnabas was the good one. Barabbas is the one bad one when politics was women of fighting, violent, politics violent. So they the one they released for Yeshua and Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Remember. Okay? From Israel and they among the Hebrews. So they wanted to like the criminal, he was a criminal, he was a thief. So there's Barnabas, there's Barabbas. Mix them up together. Barabbas was the criminal one, was followed by all kinds of one. And Barnabas, he was a good one, was talking about the final crack. He was the one who went up with Apollos Paul and Silas, New York, to spread the good news. Remember, Jesus said, Matthew chapter 24, go all over the world to spread the good news. When them who have a lesson to it, and Mark chapter 16, also Luke chapter 22, also said, whoever hears the good news, convert and baptize, 24, sorry, so Luke 24. And John chapter 22 also says, whoever convert and baptize, he did is convert and baptize, and they will be saved. Convert and baptize and teach them everything I taught you, and they might be saved. The reason that they might be saved is before obey them. But he said, taught everything he taught. Everything Jesus taught is from Matthew to John. Matthew chapter 1, Matthew. Starting chapter 3, because I'm reading from all the things 1 to 2 and 2 Apocalypse. call Matthew to Apocalypse. So all those have to be taught to every single, doesn't matter if people like it or not. Church is not the therapy where people, I'm doing sin, I'm doing God, I'm killing, I have a depressed, I've been doing wrong, I've been stealing, what job I've been doing wrong, I've been being mean, I've been a witch. So I go to church to read, Jesus is going to forgive me, and it's all good, it's okay, and Jesus, I could do anything. Church is not a therapy place for medical or anything. Church is where you go to learn about the guy. You should not be sin, you should not be evil, you should not do wrong, where you obey the law of government law. Yes, the Bible also, you pay tax. Church is where they tell you why you should not do wrong, you should not steal, you should not do voodoos. You do those, you're going to hell, definitely. Church is where they tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. The church helps you get strong, too. Any church don't tell you or is choosing path to tell you, so they don't want you mad, don't want you to get frustrated, they don't want you to get depressed, anything. That's how the church of God, life, and tolerate. Witchcraft, no. Church is not there for witchcraft, because church against witchcraft, against magic art. Because it's what Jesus said, for magic art is for the devil, it's from Satan turning. Whatever, from Old Testament to New Testament, wherever you read in the Bible, there's no way that support magic art. Magic art is witchcraft, sorcery, masonry, voodoos, marlin, wizard. People do spelling, casting spelling, believe in them, idol worshiping, the devil worshiping, killing, eating, carnivore human being, eating human being, other human being. The Bible, against the church should teach you all those things, you should not do them. Member church should not, the Christian should not do those things or believe in them. Culture, the Bible against culture. Culture to kill people, culture to do wrong, religion, no. No. Church is about God, heaven, doing right, doing good. It's not where, and you know, I go to heaven and church, I'm killing, I'm stealing. No. Church is not about where people say, it's okay, you could go, okay, go steal, go do one wrong, go do one witchcraft, be in witch, mess with people, be in bed. It's okay, you're going to heaven. To tap your back, to tap in your back like your little toddler, people are going to laugh for you. No, nothing. He comes to serve the world. He comes to serve the whoever believes. Believe doesn't mean, well, I believe in Jesus. I thought, no. Believe me, I was a sinner. I was doing wrong. Church is not there to pursue, to forcing people to marry. And let's go with all those things. I'm going to show you all those things. Church is not there for you to go do wrong to people and to hoping people are going to forgive you like that. I couldn't do anything, no. Church don't support you to against government and to support government in wrong against God. Church is not there for that. Church is not support abomination. Church is not there for abomination. Only Jesus Christ. No, Jesus did not come for all those. Jesus come to forgive you, to stop you against those things, so God will not wipe you out. Like Sodom and Gomorrah, like in Noah's time. That's one of the reasons Jesus came. So, at the end of the day, also on the judgment day, too, you will not send to hell. You will go to heaven, because the hell was for the dead angel, for the devil, Satan, the dragon, Lucifer. Whatever you call it, him. Your spirit is demon. That's why hell is there. It's not for us human beings. God did not trust, not that to promote devil. Or God is devil life, okay? So, I'm going to play some music again, the same music again for you to listen in, and I'm coming back. I'm going to get Bible and prepare everything for you. Okay?
Thank you. Coming back.
disciple. Okay, let's stop it now. Let's take the Bible. Church, again, as I'm telling you, church is not a place to involve in competition like men against men. No, church should not involve or support anything like that. Church should teach against that there should be no such thing. Okay? There should be no such thing. Those are the things church should teach. Not involve to it, but teach people against it. Say, no, that's not what God wants. That will cause problem on earth. You guys got to get furious and destroy it. Remember, God did not create men for women. He created women for men. Remember, God did not create women. He did create men only. But when God saw that men need someone to be with, God created take his wave away from men and created female. They are called female. When he said women, that means a creation for men. So women should be grateful to men, should not be in competition against men. That is psycho. Women have a mental problem, a lunatic, that's going to happen. Because whenever a disaster problem happens, they always say men, women first. When there is anything, you know, you say like Katrina, Wilma, whatever to happen, an earthquake, women and children first. Right? Men protect women. Because women are men was created have to be stronger and have more ability than females. There's a lot of church. I've been even experiencing mom in churches. Women now want to be everything is about them. Whatever good invention, everything has to be them. When they can't do anything. Yes, if a woman come up with something by themselves, they make the man world, they come up with something. Yes, she say that woman. Not every woman, that woman, they should say, yes, a credit to that woman. The same thing, a man, the brain work, they come up with something, that credit will go to that man, not every man. So that's a lunatic thing that's going on. Okay? It's not because of women you're going to be a mean, causing problem to say because you're women, they have to respect women. No. You do think you're going to take a gun and start walking the street shooting people because you're women? They don't have to tell you anything because you're women, they have to respect you. However, women respect men, but men love women. What a man protect women, also, that's what they say. Whenever they does anything, say women and children first because men protect women. If you say you want to be equal with men, now you can't say well, men have to respect you because you require men. You cannot respect men. Men respect you only. And when they're there to discuss anything, they're not going to say women first. It's going to be men and women. Children first and men and women. That's the thing. And you can't say well, respect you. Because you equal. When you equal to someone, you cannot say that person respect you now. You can't say something like that to someone you say you equal to. Like in the house, let's say, husband and wife in the house. Let's say, husband respect the wife, wife respect their husband. The same thing, if female wants to equal to men, now it's not going to be men to respect women. Female, you can respect men, men gonna respect you. You can't say you could do anything you tell you have right to do, and then later on you say, oh, we are the weakest species because we are weak. How come you're weak, but you want to be in charge? You want to be authority, you want to respect, you want to be in charge, everything has to be you and say by you. Someone a man come up something, you have to be get the credit. When you can't. If you come up something, of course, if female come up something, yes, that female has to get the credit for it. That's good. You come up something good, you get the credit for it. The same way, there's no competition in that. Church Christian should not support something like that or preach for something like that, encourage something like that. To cause chaos, anything to cause chaos, cause problem, Christian and church should not be involved. All they have to do is to teach people against those things. Don't do those things. Don't encourage them. Don't encourage them. Unless it's a Dutch church of the devil, of Satanic, of Lucifer. But if it's a church, a church there to teach people how to be normal, moral, morally, normal, intelligent, how to be good, not to be bad, to teach people how to behave the right way, not cause government problem, into the support government wrong. Don't send government wrong information. Send them saying, oh, government, this should be a new law. The church should not send wrong thing as a law, especially care medical. That's not a church Christian job to do. Problem. To say government, everyone should be medical, everyone in government. No. How the medical already get problem, a lot of crime already. That's not a job for church. Church Christians should not involve or tolerate or support anything cause chaos, cause war, whether by government or all the thing, religion, whatever. Because that's what Jesus said. We are the light in the world. Light. When the light, what light shows? Does light in darkness, people get hurt. In darkness, you don't know, you don't see. You don't see far, you don't see near. You don't see to the left, you don't see to the right. You don't see below, you don't see above. You don't see in the back, you don't see on the front. You don't see where you step in, what above you are going to hit your head. No. Who's in front of you, whatever. Only you can hear, but you cannot see. You cannot see or call it. You can, if you lost something, you can't find it. But that's darkness. Light, you see everything. And light, you see all good, all far, all near, all above, all over where you see different. You lost something, you could search it, you could find it. That's why it's a light of the world, the example. Example, not example being mean, being bad, and witchcraft, and voodoo, and murder, and stealing, and lying, and jealousy, and magic, hatred. That's not for me. You are the devil. I'm going to church. Doesn't matter if you go to church. You're still going to hell. You're still for the devil, and you cannot call other people devil. What is someone devil? What makes them, you say, hey, you're going to hell? He said, no one has right to send people on it. I have the right. I could, if I got given authority for demons, send them a defeat. That's not a hell. That's a defeat of the Easter faith. But I have no right to send anyone to hell. I could say people going to hell based on what they do in the Bible. But I have no right to send people to hell. Not even Satan, because Satan's going to bring to hell. What Satan's done in hell. They didn't even scare of that hell, even scare of it. That's a creep for them. They creep whenever they heard that, they've been freaked out. Saying demons, Lucifer, demons, evil spirit, evil angel, all of them freak out. When you hear, they heard about this hell. But it's not a good place. You don't want to be there. That's not the place you want to be. Believe me. If angels, evil spirit, Lucifer, all of them, they freak out. I don't need to tell you, you human being. That's not the place you want to be. Oh, I want to be hell. I'm my way to hell. Oh, I don't care. I go to hell. You think that's going to be a funny place? You believe me. That's not the nice place you want to be. If you know what hell is, where it is, you will do whatever. Not to be mean. Not to be witchcraft. Not to do voodoo. Idolatry, to be wrong. Because government problem. But chaos. Stealing. Lying. For jury, accusing, forcing people, because if you believe in something, what they have to believe. If you do something, or they have to do it. Let's take an example. Why the terrorists, they call the people terrorists, government, whatever, call them terrorists. Why, or what ISIS, whatever. They may say, anyone who's not Muslim, who don't believe the way they believe, has to be, the hatred has to be hatred, has to be killed, bomb or gun, whatever, poison, whatever, the way they could get rid of that person. Hatred that person.
discriminate you, whatever, for that's what I call terrorism. That they believe. So the same thing, if you're a Christian, whatever you say, and you have the same belief, you are a terrorist. You mistreat people, married, because I'm married, I love married, is married, people have to be married. Have kids, people have to be kids. You're going to force them, you're going to mistreat them, you're going to torture them, you're going to discriminate them. Or because you have a color of your skin, you have a problem over there because there should be a color of skin. Christians should not be involved in racism. Fight for color, or black, or white, or green, or blue, or whatever. That's not Christian. That's not a good people or good guy, bad guy. How dumb you have to be when you're doing wrong and all kinds of wrong, you dumbly believe you're a good guy. If a police, a criminal police, a criminal FBI need to do wrong to someone or just misconduct, a Christian should not be involved. Use you has a weapon against innocent order to set them or accuse them innocently. That's not Christian, that's devil. They can use you to do voodoos against order. That's not Christian, that's your part of the devil. Well, he's still going to hell. He ain't gonna say, oh, Jesus come to save everyone. No. He come to save everyone, every nation. Remember, Christian, I hear a lot of Christian from Miami all over talk against Jewish Hebrews. How come this was? Oh, God, Jesus rejected the Hebrews. No, Jesus didn't reject the Hebrews. He rejected those Hebrews who don't believe in him, don't obey him. What the reason he all reject them? Because they don't believe, they don't do wrong, they were doing evil, they were doing lying, they were using the word of God only for you when they don't obey it themselves. They was believing everything God don't want them to believe. But not every Hebrew, there's a lot of Hebrews who believe and still obey and do what he wants. What about the Apollos? The first Christian, Hebrews. The name of Christians that he was, they call Apollos. So when they got he was to him, when they read about Jesus Christ and Israel, why would he went, and they see Apollos on Barnabas and Silas, Silas was doing the same thing. That's when they called them. They called him Christian, means a little crack. Okay, that's a word of Christian. When you say Christian, mean little crack. That's okay, little crack. That's how the people following Christ, step to step, mean little crack. Christians, okay? We're doing the same thing. You cannot do voodoo, you cannot be jealous against people when you say you're a Christian, you're a good guy, you're going to heaven, you go to church, whether you're a pastor, whatever what you are. If a government put a law, that's a good law, like I said, like freedom of speech, yes. You have to respect people for what they say. If someone says something, you have right, you could say whatever, the person, no, you can't have it against you for what? Unless you can go in accusing people of your own mouth when you don't want other people saying what they have to say and they be out. This and then said. You can't say of your mouth, you have your own belief of your own mouth, when you're just so they have to say what they have to say again on the behalf of their own belief. You can't do that. That's why a government say United said that to the one speech. As long as you don't go threatening people, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna bomb you, I'm gonna stab you, I'm gonna plot, I'm gonna do voodoo on you. That's a threatening. Those are threatening. That's why you mean threatening. Well, I'm going to destroy your stuff. I'm going to steal you. I'm going to accuse you. Those are threatening. Okay? But, if you go accuse someone, you know you didn't do it, you say you don't do it. That's not wrong. That's not a good thing to do. Besides that, you don't want to see. Freedom of religion means everyone has right to have their belief. And the Bible is against it. Remember, Jesus sent the people go send us what they want. He said, whoever believe and convert and baptize and teach them everything I taught, they might be saved. But everyone don't believe
and they will be condemned. But you don't tell you go attack them, hit them, brother, go. But you just leave them. God be enough. They are judgment. God will condemn them. We'll then send them to hell, judge them. That's us. That's not us. That's not us. What for us to do, force people to be the way we are, for attack people, report to government, lie against that person, because that person doesn't have the same belief with you, is not the same person with you. Don't have the same will with you. That's not right. That's not Christian. That's the devil thing you're doing. You hate your other because it's the way you believe. You have problem with other for the way you are. Yes, that's the terrorist thing. Doesn't mean you're not a terrorist. That doesn't mean I'm saying, yes, that is. Isn't that why the ISIS is bombing, killing people? I mean, the Al-Qaeda also isn't the same reason. Of course. Isn't it the same reason? Okay, you believe Mary, they believe in Mary, don't need. You believe in Mary, don't need, they believe in Mary, don't need. But the Bible don't. The Bible don't say you for anyone Christian has to be married or me. No. God don't. Jesus don't. Christian not supposed to. Let's go with me. That's what I'm saying. I love the Bible. I love what when I'm saying something. I have proof. I don't say without proof. Let's go with me. And okay? Let's go. God don't. The Bible don't send you to force people to marry. Okay? It's not your job. It's not my job. That's a private person life. Let's go First Thessalonians in chapter 4. Listen, let's listen. Okay, you see, a lot of people don't want to work, think people should take care of them, give, Jesus said, give. No, the Bible doesn't tell you to give like that, or do good, do good. No. I give, if you actually, people don't want to work, think for the people and others who have a pooping kid all over, and then to think to take care of them with the kid. No. That don't say that. You see? And people love to mind people's business, like you talk about me. When I talk your business, it's because you're talking mine. You force me to do things I'm not supposed to do. You try to involve me in things I don't. So you let me know, choice. You have not nowhere to complain there because you started. If you didn't mind, I wouldn't do yours. That's the way I am. Say, mind your inner affair. Walk with your hand. Say, don't choose wife for some people. What do you say? Immorality, sexual immorality. Sexual immorality means men, women, and women. Brother and sister. Giving wife to others, that's an immorality. You don't give wife to someone. Or give kid to others. That's they have to their own choice. That same time is dictator. The rules also. Or is it because, no. That's if someone's choice. That's their own personality choice. It's almost your personality choice. Not because you make a choice, or they have to make it. To make you feel good, for you feel bad. No. You have your right, or they have right. You don't want your right violated, don't violate your other right first.
If you know later you're going to feel depressed, you know you're going to feel depressed, so otherwise do it anyway. Why you do it anyway? I'm not going to take that from you. If you know you, he's not going to feel good later. If you do something you don't like, you don't feel good, don't do it. Just stop it. Don't be stupid and dumb. I'm saying that. That's done. I'll repeat it again. That's done. You do something, you don't feel about it because other, you don't feel good about it because other don't do it, then stop it on your own. The same way other kids change, you can go change other. And you can't change other. The same way other kids change it. If you say, oh, well, I'm going to do a thing, don't complain and whining later, get depressed and crying, cry baby. I'm going to take that crap from you. Checking out a coward, you're the one going to coward me and you're going to take that away. That's crap. You don't like what you do. You don't feel good about it because other them do it. Then stop it or you just say that's up to you. You can't force all there to tell you about good thing about it. If it's the bad thing, or that if you don't want speech, mean or they have the opening of their mind to talk of their own mind. If you talk about something or that you give your own opinion about or that give their own opinion, you can't attack them. If you say something is not true, I say that's lie. You can't let that mean because you say something is not true when I say it's a lie, because everything is not true is a lie. Freedom of speech. You can't want me to accept to say it's true. Okay? Freedom of speech. Because you like something, I have to like. You do something, I have to do it. That's not right. The same way. That's terrorist thing. Right there. That's a terrorist bombing and shooting people and because of you. And you guys are going to say, you Christian, you're a good guy. Don't be stupid. Don't be fooled. That's not a good thing to do. Good people don't do good things. That's not a good thing. If it's not good other people to do, just you always be, no, come on now. That's not a good thing. Oh, yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's not a good thing. If you know it's not a good thing other people to do, you already know that's not good. Jesus said, do to other what you want to do to you. Jesus is love. Teachers, hallelujah, child of Jesus Christ. Come on now. Come on now. My word of Jesus Christ is a word to encourage, to not encourage wrong, being bad or being mean, doing evil, doing magic, anything wrong. Word of God is why it's to encourage good, but it gets bad. Discourage bad, anything bad, but only good. Because that is a good God. God Jesus Christ come holy, come to be righteous. Righteous doesn't mean people, the lunatic psycho, I call them cuckoo brain, KKK. I don't call them KKK, cuckoo, KKB. Cuckoo brain, you think they're right, they say the right man, think they are the right person, I mean, they're what I like and what I also believe in. No. Righteous means people who don't do wrong, who don't believe in wrong, who have a good heart, who don't take culture for a good thing, doing wrong, like gay is a good thing. No. Thing is love. No. Not because you do whatever they have to do to make you happy, that's a good thing. No. If it's a good thing to you, will you accept to do what others do it to you also? Will it, do you take it for a good thing? I don't think so. That's the love what they do, you love yourself. Do to others what you want. If you love yourself, you see people who do things they don't want others to do to them because they don't like themselves. They don't love themselves. That's why they always want others to love. Love me, they're looking for their love, but they don't even love themselves. They don't love others. If you love yourself, you can want all the best for yourself. And the same thing you're going to want for others. That's what Jesus means. That's the love. That's a human being love. That's mean nature love. Love. If you come sexual love are limited, controlling. Me, sexual love, I don't have sexual love for other men like me. Because other men like me, they don't have the part female have I need, I want, I have, I need to have. Because that love I have to only have it for female only. Because female, because that's called sexual love. That's called sexual love. When I come to this, I like some female are smart.
Some people want to say, hey, I like you, I love you. They ask, what kind of love, what kind of like you have for me? Let's match you then. We already know, they already know what you want. So when I say female like that, if you're asking that question, I say, it's feeling love, it's sexual love. Because whenever a female attracted to you, you say, oh, you are very attracted to me and I have a crush on you. That's already about sexual. That's a sexual thing. That's why a male, we're not supposed to say, when a male do something like that to me, I react because you're not supposed to. I'm a man. I defend myself. That's freedom of choice. And the freedom of religion and the freedom of speech, freedom of choice, the amendment law of the United States, from the government, I have rights to defend. That's called self-defense, non-violent self-defense. That's called non-violent self-defense, and that's the law of the United States. Federal law or government law. That's called self-defense. Non-violent self-defense. No, I have to stand in freedom of speech, freedom of choice, freedom of religion. Based on my religion, based on what I believe, based on my freedom, and my right, and human rights also, based on human rights law also. My right, no, I don't like that, I don't do that. If someone else do it with you, support it with them, accept it, that's them and you. That's not my business. Right? The Bible says, don't involve people's business. But since you involve me in it, you try to involve me on it, I have to react. That's become my business all over. I don't use my name. Like, you kill my father, you kill a member of my family, that's my business. You do something wrong with my name, with me, with my name, whether you steal me, whatever my work, whatever anything, you accuse me, whatever, that's me, that's my business. You try to force me marry or do something I don't want to do, or then they'll try to give me kid, whatever, because you believe or to be believed the way you believe to be the way. That's my business. That's automatically my business. I'm going to, of course, whether to government for government, of course, whether to defend myself, non-violence, of course. That's my business right there. And there too, you give me right there to involve in your business, to talk in your business, since you don't want to come to my business. Since you the one who get to my business, like you just heard. The Bible says you don't choose wife for people. And I'm on to the government where they're listening. There's a thing going on from Christian church, Latin, among Latin, Caribbean, Haitian, Jamaican, African, a lot of people doing this. That whenever it's by worker, government worker, it's 20 miles that they do that a lot. If they're, you know, a guy, and they call them Christians, and that against the law, that against the Bible, choosing whatever woman they know you talk with, they already said that you marry. And if the women have kids, whatever, they still you take money from you to give to that one. Man, without your son, without your knowledge, without your consent, and whenever you claim it to them, they keep lying to you. A lot of, that's why a lot of, most of the offices, those female, and they think they are saying, and those female say different female, or female standard for female, or female article, whatever they call it. Because I wonder if guys do something with the new government. That's going to come into government because you can do something about it. And Christian pastors as well, and that's not supposed to. If a man went to sleep with you, had sex with you, and we on the man was and had planned to have kids, and he make plan with you to have kids and pregnant, you pregnant for that man, and yes, supposed to take care of the kids. If you're pregnant, there's a lot of women do that and then go pregnant for another man, for the boss of the job, for someone for money, whatever, or pass or whatever, or to protect them, or the police to protect them so they could get away from going wrong. Whatever. Pregnant for them, later on, or someone who have money, they don't want this person life mixed up, or if they already married. They have an innocent guy to bring up to say hi. To pick up the kid, to be the father of the kid. In medical, whatever, in those workers, sorted without the guy knowledge that's going on. For employer also. But I would confront the guy with both of them, hey, this lady, this young lady, and someone come here and reported that pregnant for you have a kid. Have you had tests? Have you had a DNA test, if you can have DNA test, when put to me, did you sleep with that lady? Did she pregnant? When you sleep with that lady, did you use condom? Did she protect her? Have you ever met with her? Because she said you married to her. Is it true? Was you married? Do you have their certificate? Did you sign? Let me see why did you sign and show me the proof. You the one who signed. How did that happen? When did that happen? Did you did this? Before you come. But it did not happen like that. I'll let your government know what, please do something about that, and that's going to cause chaos, and you do not want the weather get worse, everything. And there's a lot of mental limited people that really have a mental problem in medical courses that are, do something to help with those mental problems. You guys don't want chaos or the chaos. Fight against ISIS, fight against the Ouija, that's one thing. You don't do something against those people, it's going to get worse. It's gonna get worse. A lot of workers, government workers, need to, that's not a job for them, police, whatever, to do something with them. Pastors, Christians, so called Christians, that shouldn't be, that will shock me, shouldn't be involved in them. And those things, and the blood that went, go to church. But those people are like wasting their time. Going to church is wasting their time. That you Christians, you're wasting your time. When you don't do what you're supposed to do, you don't walk right, you don't believe, you don't do what you're supposed to do, and you do things you're not supposed to do also as a Christian, then you're wasting your time. Whether you're crazy out of your mind, you don't know what you're doing, come on, being fools, you're wasting your time. Please, do something. If something, a government come with something that's wrong, yeah, I will not support it. If it's good, I'll support it. That's why I'm here. I'm a Christian. That's why I'm here for the right. I'm not here for wrong. I'm making violence, whether it's international violence or domestic violence or satanic religion violence. And there's Haitian, but there's a lot of violent religion violence again among Haitian and Caribbean, voodoo's magic, and they become African also. That support ISIS also. Don't worry, that feed them also. Try to do something against that. And they claim themselves as Christian. Miami, a lot of them, here in Springfield, other things, claim has to be Christians. But involve a lot of crime, a lot of violence. Voodoo's magic, demonic, that you guys would shock you if you heard those stories. Mother, father, son, family. Mother, father, daughter, son, killing their own father, involving crime of their own father. Blood and money, that thing going on. Eating human beings. Every time you heard about church revival for drug crusade, there's a number of a number of human beings have to die in the church. And eating them as animals. And as animals, they become Christians. There's a lot of crime that's going on. Voodoo's magic, sorcery, those are domestic terrorists, animals, medical crime, and so forth. Police, that's how you see, those police are members of them, that's how police protect those people. That's how you make sure the police killing people are tolerated, are involved in what a lot of them think, misbehave, misconduct, because they are member, whatever. There's a group called Cowboy Hunter. It's a SWAT gang also. Please do something. They say they're going to have a problem with me because I talk too much. Yes, if they didn't try to involve me, attack me, my father been killed like that. They didn't discriminate me. They didn't want to involve me. I wouldn't talk. I wouldn't say nothing. But even though they were asking to cause chaos, yes, I will talk because you can say chaos. I live in the country. I live in the town. I live there. What if I'm going to a movie or whatever, a market or a mall? You tell me someone come and shoot them because of chaos because those people send them. You tell me that I should be happy about it? What about might be something happening to me, someone I love, a friend or something? And those people believe that you cannot be there, that you manage their work. And please take control of beings that they lead you of the witchcraft. Please do something to the witches. Female, there's a group of female called witches that's causing a black lung.
freely in this very life. And they don't always say they have like they always say they have a problem depression, which was like a Latin American Haitian by being satisfied with Puerto Rican. Female, I know, and being given the job, please. If she talks, you guys don't control. That's not going to be. A lot of government workers. By department and being educated. And they all claim to be Christian. And you guys, when you build a reputation for Christians, you guys expect Christian way. Christ, all that our Savior come to die on the cross. For a good cause, not a bad cause. That's not a Christian life. That's not a Christian society. Like, I'm dead too. I'm supposed to be dead. I'm supposed to be corruption to 21, like, and there's a lot of secret society that's causing a lot of terrorists or problem also. If you don't accept them to be like them, if you talk against one and terrorism, they're going to still do it wrong and invalid even failure. That's terrorists also, or you don't want to be even there of them. That's terrorists. That is secret by access or something. Those things, that's not good. And because he Jesus, so let's read in Matthew chapter 5 with me, okay? Matthew chapter 5, Jesus wants peace, not war, as God is Israel. Matthew chapter 5, let's take it with me with Matthew chapter 5. Start in verse 1.
Matthew 5. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And when he got down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and spoke.
God tells you to teach everything. When you teach everything, you're going to be great. When you teach one to do other, you obey one, and you teach other to do the same, God's going to call you the least. You're nothing. Then you're nothing. And man, I'm Christian, Jesus, the word of God. You yelling, you're making noise for nothing. Hallelujah. Say amen. Can I get an amen?
Jesus is still alive. Really, you're making, just making noise for yourself. That's present the devil. You're just making noise for nothing. You're going to get nothing for all your beliefs. You believe? Jesus said, but you teach everything. You obey everything. You teach everything. Doesn't matter how much noise you make, you ain't going to be for nothing. Doesn't matter how much quiet you are, you're not going to be for nothing. Okay? So God, Jesus said, bless our bills by for righteousness. He doesn't send you for peace. He doesn't send us to fight for war, but for peace to see human being and human being in peace. Not human being at the end of the day. Jesus said, let's cause chaos. Let it work. That's not a Christian. That's the devil for worker. As they say, and his fear is at the end of the day to arrive. And he's there looking to devour anyone he can. So that's why you guys are devouring other people, jealous, evil, lying. First, he said, make false. False means lying, accusing. If you saw that innocent, when you know the person is not cheating, you know, you said that my youth was a friend, and then you're a good guy. That means you're a good guy. Jesus is love. Bless, I'm blessed. No, you're not blessed. You curse. You fool. Doesn't matter how much money you have. I'm not saying a position, whatever. You still curse. Because what happened? Jesus said, I mean, bless are you, the Levite, you actually use. Bless are you when you fight for peace in order to be righteous and be good. That don't turn you to be evil, to support evil, to be bad, to be mean. To be jealous, coach a dumb black thing, dumb white thing, dumb yellow thing, red coach a thing. Because that's not for God. That's not for Christians. That's people. For Christ. That's not the reason Christ come to nail in the cross. You disrespect God. You mocking God. You disrespect God. Word of God. You take God for the devil and the devil for God. That's why you got seven demons, and now saying, don't tell you, do nothing against the devil. Lucifer, the same time, saying, Lucifer have power now. Really? When the last time the Lucifer come to die for you, I would love to say he come to die. I would be the one to nail him, to beat him up and nail him. He come to, I'm Lucifer, I come to die for him, my people, to help them. You ain't a bunch of fools. When he created you, he created himself. What he has done. So in the beginning, what good about him? You guys, there's so much good about God who created you in heaven and earth. Now you even call Lucifer God. And Jesus Christ, you know what Jesus said that against you, Lucifer, for Lucifer. How stupid them you have to be. They said, the power is in his head. If they have power, why he can't do anything for? Why? I would love to see Lucifer, Satan, come. They have come to die for my people, my belief, my witchcraft, my sorcery, my psychic, my Merlin, my magic, all those voodoo, all those evil people, mean witches. I come to die for them. I would love to. I would be the one to beat him up and nail him. I would love to do that. Believe me. And you can have some shame and dignity. Using the word of Christ that's against the devil, when you think, you know, the devil went to take Jesus in the desert, and then now that the same devil, Jesus Christ, using his word for that devil, went to test him if you believe in Jesus Christ. I love when in the church they were saying that. And then I just understand that it is for the devil of power. Come on now, that's what I'm saying. You, what sent you? You are, you got to be a very intelligent. I mean, advance like Obama said when you went over to Africa. When it's civilization now, wasn't Obama when you get to Africa. And you guys should be very smart, but you guys are very dumb and nonsense. Like the Bible said, the end of the day, people are going to be nonsense. You know? Come on now. What is sorry about them, good about them? Now, when you have a witchcraft, voodoo, magical people, when they give you the kid name, the Bible or a prophet of God, not a witch. Then the social people a long time ago, the Bible, because they were told them whatever, sorry about being yelling in Babylon or in Egypt, whatever in the Bible. But they used the prophet of God, Elijah, I mean, David, Apollos, everything is okay. But at the same time, you guys are against Christian, against God, against him, but for the devil has power. the devil is now. Why is it now? Why have it done? Why come on now? Why are you still using the word of God? Jesus Christ. When is he going to come to die for you? When is he going to come? When is that going to happen? When are you going to come to save you? Dude, come on now. But I really like, I said, the rapture. Come on now. Come on. I don't see nothing ever. When you guys are in a problem, it's like, yeah, I do nothing for you guys. But you guys can tell. God is right. I don't know. I got all the Hebrews been saving me a lot. Got to clear heaven and earth. God, you say, now you don't have power. Jesus of Nazareth. Money and life, they've done a lot for me. You guys know that. Whether you guys are a bunch of deny, weak, deny, meek and weak. What does it mean that? Come on, your conscience. All the Bible, all the history in the Bible, all the victory, all the Noah, and all the things, all the Daniel, Joseph, oh, come on, all those Moses, all those, it's all about us. He's going to be always us. We'll always find us, he's going to be always us. Nothing of the social risk of voodoo magic. Haitian, voodoo, satanic, nothing, they are Christian, they are in church. All other nations doing it now. Come on, have some dignity. But it seems like you guys against it, you against God, against it, you guys fight against it, against the Bible, but you Christians, what kind of Christian you guys are? You guys causing chaos, terror, and you good guy at the same time? Voodoo's doing voodoo's against people, torturing people, voodoo eating people, carnivore, the zombie, miss some other people's life, and you're a Christian good guy? Then we all go to church every day, you church! Come on, I'm dumb idiot, you guys are. Church, what kind of church is that? Hey, good guy, Jesus is good. If you're righteous, wash your blood, come to Jesus Christ. But yeah, at the same time, Jesus, let's do some, let's imagine he's forcing people. Oh, Jesus, only sin for them. Sin is have sex with Mary. Let's go with that. People talking about that. Let's go to Matthew 19 with me. Matthew 19.
Now when Jesus had finished these things, he went away from Galilee, and large crowds followed him, and he moved there. And Pharisees came up to him and tested him by asking, "Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause?" He answered, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. But therefore God is joined together. Let not man separate." They said to him, "Why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce?" He said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If such is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." But he said to them, "Not everyone shall receive the same, but only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who have been so from murder, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by men. And there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom. Let the one who is able to receive this receive it."
Okay. He's not supposed to be a eunuch. That's men. That's people. That's what he said. But they put eunuch, no. You see? That's when God don't tell people to be male with everything. Jesus is forcing. God is not in the Bible. Yes, God is about freedom. God is not about us. When you obey him, but he gives you a certain freedom. And the thing he tells you, don't do, he tells you. Those things he allows you to do, he allows you to do. That thing that he left up to your choice. The thing is because he's wrong, he tells you don't do it. Because he loves you, he wants you to be saved. If God don't want you, God tells you, God don't, let's say, you want to marry, you marry. You don't want to be married, don't marry. You don't want some mental psycho lunatic come to say, "Oh, you will all there. Everyone has to be married." What the heck are you? Terrorists go there. That's a terrorist. A terrorist marry. A terrorist
are Muslim, and Islamic, believe in me, whether you marry gay marry, whether lesbian marry, whether man and man marry, you have to be married. All Muslims strictly believe in marriage. For Christians, it's not like that. For God, Israel, it's not like that. So that's why I can say you guys, a lot of you guys think you're Christian. You think you could fit people, you get cut, okay? But say a lot of you guys are domestic terrorists. And you don't want to feed in ISIS or those things. God don't want you to force people to involve in people's private life. God don't want you. See, if you see people do a sin, this is the sin we want you to sell. Being a nigger is not a sin. That's up to the personality of the person. This is what he said. Killing people, stealing, lying, jealous, hatred, misconduct, your government, fraud, money lover. Because when you love money, you will do anything wrong. Killing your parents or your brother's sister. Criminals, voodoo's magic, satanic worshiper, people demon worshiper and believe. So devil, Lucifer, whatever. I don't worship her. Men and men, women and women. Brother and sister, mother and son and daughter, what I call religion, sexuality. Those are sin. In lying or sin. Accusing order, falsely, or sin. Fight for war. You do not fight for peace, you fight for war. Causing chaos. Those are sin. Criminal, evil, or sin. Being mean, being bad, or sin. Racist, fight for color, or sin. Those are things that condemn. Do not these people to follow. Human being, any human being. That's how you come to die on the cross. That's how Jesus came. So the world against those things. So God will not judge you, send you to hell, be another day, or to eternal life. That's the love of Jesus Christ, okay? Selfish. Only you. Everything you have to be you. Not others. Financial scam. Fraud. Identity death. Lazy. You want others to be responsible. Talking people business when it's not your business. And then later on, you're complaining for people to talk in yours, you have to training all that. Or people die for talking and open their mouth and all that. It's not their business. How come you're involved in them? They mean this is not their business. You're stealing them, it's not their business at the same time. Come on now. You're forcing them to do what you want, then it's not their business at the same time. Deceiving, weak. Coward, because when you do the thing, you cowardly, you won't take responsibility. Everyone make mistake. Yes, everyone make mistake, but everyone is responsible for their own mistake. Not someone else responsible for your fault. You responsible. Everyone responsible for their own mistake. Not someone else. And put that dumb thing. Everyone make mistake. Yes, everyone make mistake. It's true. But everyone is responsible for mistake. People who coward, they don't take responsibility for their mistake. They take it on normal and cause more problems. He and coward cause more problems. But they can't take responsibility for their mistake. Okay? So all those things. Christian don't do this. Christian is not supposed to support or involve or encourage it. Let's go from one chapter and chapter two. Chapter 2, but you want to go with me. Woman.
Romans, according to the spirit of holiness, by his resurrection.
Woman, chapter 2, 1 now.
Because your faith is proclaimed to all,
that such would be God.
But our excuse for all of that you, God, did it not work yourself, or give thanks to you, they became futile by the beginning. Sharks, claiming to be wise, became, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images presented to the world. Therefore, God gave them all the lust of their hearts to impurity, lie, and worship this creature, and create lust forever. For this reason, God gave them up to this creation, just as she natural creatures, the lust of her nature, and by a natural creation.
Okay, let's see. You see all those things you said? Christian can't do those things. A good Christian. I'm not talking radical Christian. I'm saying good Christian. I'm not saying, I'm a Christian, I'm going to kill for not Christian. I'm going to hate people because they're not like me. No, Christian not supposed to do that. Okay, that's not for us. We don't hate people for not being the way. We don't kill people for not being the way we are. Because I'm a good person, you're not a bad person. I have to kill you, I have to destroy you, I have to mistreat you, I have to hate you, I have to discriminate you, steal you, corruption, torture, and do anything. No, and that's for us. We there has an example. When example to destroy things, example there has a light. Light don't destroy you. Salt don't destroy you. It's good for you for eat for food to give you good taste. We there have the example to show people how to live a better life, not a good life, not a chaos, not a cost problem, not being bad, witchcraft or such and thin money, and to support government and war. Government, man, yes, God support government war. Man, I'm gonna show you later where God don't say that. For people, if you don't want government to judge you, bring you to justice, then don't do wrong. Don't do bad, don't do good wrong. Yes, God put it. They put the government. I said, how about like someone walking the street, starting shooting, and killing, or murder, or stabbing people, whatever they do. You tell me, you don't have government to go after those people. People about people stealing people, whatever, murdering people. You tell me, no, that's not good to do. Because people let people do whatever they want to whoever they want. Yeah. Okay, let's. Because the Lord Jesus is forgive. Let's continue chapter 2 now. One chapter 2.
The passive judgment of another, you condemn yourself, because you judge, practice everything. You know that the judgment of God, right people, is supposed to practice such things. You suppose as a man, you judge those who practice such things, yet you know yourself that you will escape judgment. Because of your hard and penitent words, you persuade a grand horse, day of God's righteous judgment. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and wealth seek the glory and honor and immortality, he can do eternal. For those who are sinners and cannot obey the truth, or obey unrighteousness, their wrath. There will be tribulation and distress for every people. The Jew first will stop here. Praise, honor, peace for everyone. But Jew first is also the priest. For God shows no partiality. For all who have sinned,
You see what he said?
You after people don't steal, don't do wrong, but you do it yourself. You think you're gonna be and they later gonna say, Jesus, I'm Christian, I'm going to heaven, and Jesus has to do anything. Really? You think God is in partiality, God to trouble with people? Like a lot of people, listen. Word of God is not for you, not for not even Israel. It's for heaven, for people to have eternal life. The human earth and eternal life. Look, I'm not against you, not the government. It's not because you're government, you cannot be Christian. You're not a big guy. No. It's not true. It's not because I love the United States. There's a lot of good on it, the country. And I'm grateful on it because I'm very grateful when I came to that country. So, it's like the thing I've been benefiting in that country. That makes me who am I today. So I cannot be ungrateful. Christian or Bible, whatever, it's not for you next to. You don't see that heaven. Would never be heaven. Not even God, nowhere on earth. Not. It's not. Okay? And hell is not on earth. It's not in the United States. It's not in hell. It's not anywhere on earth. Also. So, but the word of God says, Jesus, for Christian being a Christian convert, it's for people to obey God, to do you do, to do man. That's why I said the Jewish first. Hebrews first, and then Gentiles. Gentiles mean us. We're not Hebrews. We're not Jewish. Because they're first. Because they're the first example. And then I said, it's us. They're always the first. The will always first in front of God. God is not a patriarchal God. You go to every single nation. Every. But he doesn't want people to obey him, whatever. The same way he wants the Jewish Hebrews. Don't blame the Hebrews, talk against the Hebrews all the time. Say, look at the Hebrews. Hebrews doing all those, they have got people, look at them. What about you? You live on earth. You eat earth. God created you. You using that oxygen. You even fight for money more than the Jewish. You will do anything. You love money. You will do anything to have money to eat, to have a place on earth. So you bless. Somebody said, you bless when you're God. They don't know you to do this. So you don't obey him. You don't believe in him, you know? Still live on earth, everything on earth. That is not a passion. Oh, I'm Jesus Christ. God don't tolerate people. God don't tolerate the good people to do whatever, and not the good even strictly to them. No. God has no passion. I think, oh, God love me more. No. That's stupid thing. Unless you obey him as everyone has to, as those first did, don't batter yourself. Partiality in God, no discrimination, you cannot bribe him, and he don't buy people faith, you cannot pay him money, that's what you could do. This God is almighty, he created everything, why can't you give to him? God don't, you're gonna, I'm gonna sell my soul to God, like you go sell your soul to God. Well, don't be stupid. God created everything, and then he put this on you. His God is almighty, he created the only one, why can't you do it in heaven? And then only. Come on now. You can't do that. Yes, it's love. His love is there for you to do good, not to do wrong. Enjoying wrong and evil and being in bed. All evil and bad and being mean are from the devil. So it doesn't matter your opinion. Okay, you say, if you are against me or don't do something, you don't go do it yourself. Same thing, but you do it yourself also. Why are you going to say, listen, me, I'm not a preacher.
Some people, they are pastor. I'm not a pastor and I'm not a teacher. Don't call me that. But it's not only that gets put. You don't. Yes, you don't take that. You ain't going to be good for you. If you people keep being mean and causing more problems to you, then you ain't going to be good for you. And I say that for her also. Before God. Easy. There's nothing you can do. God is in heaven, you are a human being, you are earth. The Almighty powerful God is in heaven and earth. What are you going to do? In that case, is you have to be to what is you, not him. God will send you to go Koske. Are you going to send you to go Kale? Oh, it's the end of the day. You're making the end of the day. All right, for God, you God now. God tell you, they got have a day. They give you a day. People do whatever, and then you're Christian at the same time. Oh, I'm working for the devil. So I heard some people so dumb enough, fools enough, say, oh, I work for the devil at the same time for Jesus Christ. That is the most dumb thing to say. Jesus said, you can accept two masters together. You can have seven at the same time. You can have believe in money at the same time. But money is not the devil. But you can accept Jesus Christ, the first Corinthians chapter, second Corinthians chapter 6. Let's go to about the government. I mean, let's go to Romans 9, okay? Romans 9.
I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit, and I am.
That's not the part I'm looking, okay? So in that case, let's go with me. Sorry for that. And let's go with me in Romans chapter 13 and 14, okay? That's where it does have it as it. So God do, yes, support government, but not one government. I did take care. Not people think they were God. Take the place of God. That a government, especially a government that's on their God government, has the best for the country. You will see the country is best. I'll give you another example. You see, any country, any city, they don't do voodoo or magic, done. The people just falling doing voodoo magic. You see, the country going very good, wealthy, prosper, everything. But since the country that city or that whatever province starting to do it, you see, they get to begin coming poverty, wrong, another wrong, another evil, another thing wrong, another crime, another thing. But Satan is there for one. He's not there for good. He's not an intelligent. He's not an intelligent. They are not intelligent. They are very dumb people. Whether it's witchcraft, socially, voodoo, whether it's Croatian, Africa, anywhere, any nation, anywhere. They can say, anyone who believes or believes in voodoo, magic, or believes in demonic, or whatever, if you're a Christian or not, none of them are intelligent whatsoever. They're very evil, liar, greedy, unfair, selfish, jealous, criminal, stealer. To them, they would do anything to warm to anyone, whether mother, father, daughter, son, or daughter. They even fall to even human beings. That's why they end the men, their bones, dead to do. And those words with the brain dimensions, they have good memory. And they will lack of dedicated tonight. That's why people on God, since the beginning, they always say, those people doesn't go to school, learn, like they highly become all those things. But us always, they always say that for us. Certain people don't. That's why even government always against those social witchcraft. Since the beginning, when government using them in later on in life, government against them, want to kill them. Well, they're a bunch of dumb idiots. They don't know anything. They always try to show they have power, the anything, the witchcraft, they have failing. But later on, they can do anything. Anything gets kind, they think the government always, sometimes they have to kill them. But the black, they are intelligent, they use, they have power, they want to. With the Bible, that's what it counts. So, and they always up to Kenya, so those people, they remain heartless. And they will do anything wrong. They kill themselves. So that's what I'm saying. I'm telling. We Christians should not be caught in chaos. We should not involve in chaos. We should not be evil, mean, lying, jealous, stealing, forgery. Identity theft, accusing set people up. Others should not pay us for this. You know, we are And that's the part I want to come to also. All church doing like they call whatever they call it when they doing for the Lord of the day. They break bread and a lot of church serving blood has and you mean blood. And government has to do something about that. Where they get that human being blood to serve has. Wine, the body of Christ in the church. See, you buy a big bread, unleavened bread in the whatever bakery you buy, you need to do it. And that very big bread, and you to it a part. Not at the service time. That's a special day. They have to do that. The day, at that day you eat, people wash teeth. They always, whether you do it once a week or twice a week, or twice a month, or 2 to 5 a month. Then at the service day, you're supposed to do that. The Bible don't tell you to do that. Even Jesus, when he was doing, he didn't do the service day. You do, when he said, go do it the same way I tell you to, not the service time. That's the day you tell me, if you put 1 Corinthians chapter 11, tell you that. They didn't do it in service time. They do it the day that they always did. That's the day people eat and wash feet, people singing and happying at the service. At service. Okay, there's a different service in there. And then they wash feet on another day and they eat. If they let me do the bread, that all these are good. The bread. And even some other name, break the bread. Big bread, just make it special. It's one body for all, so many members. I mean, only Christ for so many people. From all over the world, only one God, one Christ for everyone. One bread you break for all those members. I mean, that bread represents only Christ. In the same way the wine represents, you want to turn water to wine? The wine, not the blood, you can be blood. That's criminal, that's crime, that's that psychopath, and that carnivore. That's the same with demon, just like Christ. To bring in the church. Where you get that blood? The animal blood also. You have to be wine. Will wine have little alcohol on it, like the Jewish wine? That's why they have alcohol. Like Jesus made the water turn to wine. That's why we need to get sort of the daily heart. Okay, let's go to another question. When I talk about the government, we have to follow government. If you don't want to be justice, don't be justice, don't do that. Okay. Okay. That's one chapter 20. And how if you, but some are government that you want, some are to receive that, that you want to have a government.